The following program is paid programming. The views expressed on the following program are those of its hosts and participants and nowhere reflect those of the ownership, staff, or advertisers of WNRI.
Welcome to the John DePietro Show on 1380 AM and 99.9 FM. News Talk WNRI.
At 12:06 on this Thursday, beautiful Thursday, as a matter of fact. Folks, you're listening to the John DePietro Show. It's AM 1380, 99.9 FM. Now, I want to welcome everybody in. This is how more and more people are getting their news. This is the Noon Report. You can see our simulcast, Facebook Live. You can share that you are watching. You could type in someone's name if they're on FB that should, oh, okay, I should tune in. Behind me, you see the Den of Thieves. This portion of the program on this, and it is a beautiful Thursday. You know, I'm just, those on the radio just heard the forecast, and this is great live stream weather is what it is. Look at this, all sunshine all day, and then tomorrow is more of the same. God is good. And look at speckle of rain on Sunday, but all next week, 73, 75, 77. We are certainly getting there. Folks, this portion of the program, though, on this Thursday, April 25th, and it's brought to you by, of course, PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. I do, the one chosen one comes bearing good news. PR, Rhode Island's number one garden center. They are open. They're open for the season. Pop in and see the beautiful selection. As a matter of fact, remember, they're open 7 days a week. And right now, and I think this weather's more motivating for people to work outside. Geranium hangers, patio pots, beautiful trees and shrubs. It'll do a lot for your property. Where is this place? PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Share their Facebook page. 3688 Quaker Lane in North Kingstown. Steve, Debbie Jr., there's Byron right there, folks. 7 days a week. Facebook, you can find their page, and also gift certificates are available. And many landscape materials, screen loom, black, brown, hemlock mulch, crushed stone. It's PR Landscape Materials and Garden Center. Well, we have posted an update to the West Warwick situation. You can check it out on the website, DePietro.com. We're the only ones that have the real extended coverage. No surprise there. You know, I've been hearing from people saying, you know, if I'm looking at this correctly, were you live until 1 a.m.? Yes, we were live until 1 a.m. That is, I can confirm that. That is now confirmed. West Warwick Police have put out a statement. Tuesday, April 23rd, members of the West Warwick Police Department responded to Harris Avenue residents to assist the West Warwick Fire Department with a medical aid incident. As officers arrived, information was developed the male resident had suddenly become uncooperative and may have access to weapons inside the residence. No name given. It was reported the male was alone within the residence. Out of an abundance of caution, West Warwick Coventry Regional SWAT team was activated and arrived on scene shortly thereafter, which we were. And I mean, which we carried, obviously. Members of SWAT were able to deploy a cell phone into the residence, actually in the back of the residence, and the male began to speak with SWAT team negotiators. Short time later, the male exited the residence, subsequently transported to the hospital, evaluation and treatment. They're saying there was never a threat to public safety. Great work by members of the West Warwick Company. Regional SWAT led to a safe and peaceful resolution of this incident. So a couple of things that we can glean out of this. Number one, it actually went on longer than we initially thought. Yes, we were there at 1. Till 1 a.m., excuse me. That's number one. Number two, they did not release a name here, so I'm not going to release a name. There's a lot of speculation who it was. But the other thing about this is, as officers arrived, information was developed that he may have access to weapons. There was a neighbor who was then posting that it was never a threat, he didn't have any weapons. And I'll just say the neighbor, someone on the street claiming, first of all, it's someone who claims they live on the street and then claim they're a neighbor. I can't confirm that. But most importantly, What we learned was that what that person was claiming runs against what the police on scene were saying. So, again, you can see it all right there, folks. And it's brought to you by the Cohesit Inn, 220, DePietro.com. 226 Cohesit Avenue, West Warwick. Lunch, dinner, drinks in the lounge. They have great Mother's Day baskets right now at the Cohesit Inn. Pop in and see them. All right. So where are we right now? Now, there's some developing stories on this lunchtime, some of it breaking news. And I want to kind of bring it to your attention a little bit. I'll also touch on, there's a nice piece in the Boston Globe. Very nice. Next hour, you'll hear Dan McGowan of the Boston Globe. Nice walk down memory lane for the Chosen One, which was the Plutonium trial. He was kind enough to write about that. He called and spoke to me about it. And that's in today's Boston Globe. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse has launched a bid for another U.S. Senate term. I'm not going to be redundant here. I'm friendly with both Ray McKay, Patricia Morgan. Right now, there are two Republicans. They're going to face off in the primary. The winner gets to take on Senator Whitehouse. I want to repeat what I have said in the past. As this is going on, meaning as you have Republicans that are trying to set up a viable campaign against Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, who's running to be reelected to the U.S. Senate, and those terms are 6 years. I'm just going to repeat what I've said is that all that said, what I'm failing to see right now at Third Island State House is I just don't see any type of effort from the Rhode Island Republican Party to reform the way our elections are held and voting is done. And I will support whoever wins the primary, clearly. I know both of them. I interviewed Ray McKay back in the fall. I mean, I've known and been very, very friendly with Representative Patricia Morgan. We'll have her on. But the problem that they face is, and I don't understand it. Until, how many times do I have to say this? I may just, until the Rhode Island, until the Rhode Island State House reins in the way our elections are held, I take no joy in saying this. No Republican, I know that people are not going to pay attention to this, but they're not going to win statewide, or they're not going to win a congressional race. They're just not. So I'm looking yesterday, Patrick Anderson of the Providence Journal. House passed election bill amendment opens drop boxes 35 days before regular elections and 20 days for special elections. What exactly is happening here? This is insanity. 35 days before an election, the drop boxes are going to be open. And what are they going to be open for? They're going to be open for, they're not even mail ballots. I believe we should change the name of them. But they're going to, 35 days before the election. Here's what I don't understand. So the person that's going to put that in, 35 days before an election, you mean to tell me in a 35-day span, that person, if you made it closer, couldn't get to their city or town hall? And the part that I completely reject and disagree with is that you can show up to the polling place on election day and drop off your ballot. I don't understand that. I believe they should say, all right, thank you very much. Since you're here, since it's election day and you're dropping off your ballot, we're going to rip it up and now you can go vote. So, but I don't see, unless I'm missing something, I see nothing. I hear silence. The silence is deafening. Drop boxes 35 days before the regular election? Does that make sense to any reasonable individual? Why would you have to? You know, Patricia Morgan even said it. It gives the ballot harvesters more time. That's all it is. So, am I going to vote in the fall? I mean, I've never missed an election. It quite honestly, it's tough to. I feel like, what's the point? And I'm not saying that doesn't impact, it doesn't necessarily impact local elections. But what I don't understand right now, and I'll just say this, is the Rhode Island Republican Party, right now you have elected Republicans up at the State House. It's not going to be much longer. To me, it begins and ends with our elections. This is insanity. 35 days? What other state has that? Why do we have that? If they want to say the weekend before the election, let's just say an election's held on a Tuesday. Okay, so that's Saturday, Sunday. I don't know about Sunday, but maybe Sunday. But Saturday, Monday, you can go to your city or town hall and vote early. But that's it. The rest of it is day of. I don't know about you. The last, I haven't waited long in line. As I don't remember waiting a long time in line. Even if I'm waiting in line, it's worth it for the legitimacy of the election. So that's happening right now at the Rhode Island State House. And again, I want to reiterate, unless I'm missing some kind of protest, press conference, you can't. You got to draw attention to it. I don't know what they're doing up there. I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not drawing any attention to this. The Rhode Island Republican Party, Chairman Joe Powers, he didn't like that I put on Twitter, why are you not holding a press conference in East Providence? Why are you not holding Governor McKee accountable for the bridge? The Barrington Republicans told me they were going to have a press conference, and then there was no press conference. I really don't understand what's going on. I don't. And I try to be, as I say, I try to be sympathetic. I try to be supportive. I don't understand what they're doing. All right, I want to stay on schedule. I will get through some of the real new developments here. But folks, I want to remind you right now, if you are right now someone on this beautiful Thursday and you've been saying, you know, I think we need a new roof. Royal Exteriors, call Andrew, 401-533-9989. Where are they located? Johnston. Can they give you a new roof? 100%. Remember, Royal Exteriors, tremendous customer service. You deal directly with the owner using America's top-rated lifetime architectural shingles. Fair prices, expert workmanship, free estimate. Royal Exteriors, where the customer is king. 401-533-9989. You need a new roof? I know exactly who could do the job for you. Royal Exteriors. And look at some of their recommendations from some of their customers. We used Royal Exteriors, says Brianna, for vinyl siding, roofing. Folks, again, new roof. Call them, at least give them, as I say, a turn at bat. Free estimate. Royal Exteriors. Look at that beautiful roof. Thank you, Ryan, that they highlight. 401-533-9989. Folks, don't forget, Ryan's Appliance Repair. When your appliance is dying, just call Ryan. If your car's not working properly, you take it to a mechanic, right? You don't feel well, you go to a doctor. Most normal people. You have a toothache. Thank you, Nancy. You go to the dentist. You have an appliance that's not working properly. There's the guy. 401-710-7096. Ryan's Appliance Repair. Washing machine, dryer, dishwasher, stove. Maybe the ice maker in your refrigerator is not working well. I know the guy. Saturday appointments are available. All work is guaranteed 90 days. Parts and labor. Appliance is dying. Ryan's your phone call, 401-710-7096. Now, Chris Moran's going to like this story. Folks, there is now going to be action. Officer Dolan, the officer from Pawtucket. There's David, King David, Chief David. Great job yesterday, folks. We were the only ones on scene. You know, actually, before I mention the Officer Dolan, oh, we got a rookie here. You want to frisk me? Yesterday was a good example that... I know someone was asking, is this needed, you know, because we, again, I mean, I don't mean, I'd like to highlight that if we're the only ones on scene in life, but in East Greenwich, someone, an intruder, entered a home with a knife. So I didn't know at the time who went. By the way, the people that own the home did nothing wrong. And I won't get into the logistics of it. Somebody's ex-boyfriend or someone that they didn't know, though. But anyhow, right where that happened, so someone was saying, you know, I don't know, that's like unfair to the family. Unfair to the family. An intruder showed up with a knife, entered the home, and they had to call police. That's newsworthy. I'm not saying the family did anything wrong. However, I think, like, general public has a right to know, right? Obviously, I'm big on that. Right around the block from them, where the... And again, there's nothing against these people. I mean, they're, from what I understand, very, very nice people, but an intruder did enter their home with a knife, which East Greenwich police apprehended. If you watch the video, you could hear him screaming and screaming because I was Road Patrol Live, East Greenwich, but... Right around the corner from there, that's where the guy on a Sunday morning, this man was getting ready to go to church, 7:30 on a Sunday, opens his garage door. There's a guy right off of Shippey Town sitting there with a knife, and he was trying to carjack the man's vehicle. And so the owner, the man going to church, had a weapon. It's concealed carry. He took his gun out and then apparently went off. But the person who was trying to carjack him, he had a knife and said, "Give me the." This is Shippey Town, right off there, East Greenwich, on a Sunday morning. A churchgoer. The guy runs. You know, police are called. A little short distance away, there's a couple that are having breakfast. They can see someone in their backyard. It's the same guy. He starts banging to try to get into the house. Now, this is the degenerate from New Hampshire. Drug addict looking for money or drugs, came to Rhode Island because Governor McKee is going to be opening the safe injection site, which means heroin's legal, meth is legal, cocaine is legal. Did I say meth? Yeah, meth, crack, all of that is legal. And so he smashed his way into their home on a Sunday morning in their kitchen. And then they were gun owners. And they kept him at bay until police got there. And then he was saying to the police, you know, I should have just stabbed that guy. So just to reiterate, you know, we never know. You never know what's going to happen. The other night in West Warwick, who knows what that guy could have ended up doing, right? I'm not part of, I know some people believe, you know, the media should not be showing any of this, and I have people, you should not be live, you got to censor this stuff, you know, look at the way 10 and 12, and they package it all up, that's the way, I don't subscribe to that. They weren't even showing, they didn't even have when the guy came out of the house, and the police had it on that. So I feel very firmly believe on the path we're on, you're an adult, you can... I think, take the uncensored. You know, when we were at the stabbing in Providence, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, you know, the person who, he had blood on his hands, right? He's in the street screaming at me, dropping F-bombs. I got a message from someone, you know, you really need to find a way to beep that out. I was watching and I didn't appreciate the language. Hey, listen, lady. Why did you take it up with the guy that had blood in his hands who had just stabbed two people? What are you talking about? I should beep it out? We are beeping live. I can't. That's what was being said. That's what was going on. You know, when I watch the evening news, I don't see that type of... I'm not the blanking evening news. This is live, uncensored. You know, I was very uncomfortable watching that. You got to find a way to be... I'm not finding a way to do anything. Okay? And I also, this same person said, you know, I listen to some of your live stream, blah, 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 and some of the language. When I put on the radio, I don't hear... Well, you know, that is... You know, I don't know if that's ever going to go away, right? That's the FCC. But the reason I mentioned Chris Moran, there it is. The city of Pawtucket and former members of the police department are facing a multi-million-dollar civil lawsuit, the off-duty shooting in 2021. Filed on federal lawsuit filed on behalf of three teenagers fired upon Officer Daniel Dolan. Come on, rookie. You want to frisk me? New Stick Hill Road in West Greenwich. The lawsuit seeks $4 million in damages for the physical injury, emotional distress caused by Dolan's unprovoked, intentional, reckless, and negligent actions. So that's big. We did cover the trial. I'll say this, as I said at the time, Officer Dolan. He kept his cool. He former military. He was very polite on the stand. He was very yes sir, no sir. He was a very good witness. I mean, as someone, I've seen a lot of people in the witness stands. He was pretty solid. Lawsuit argues Dolan used excessive force when he confronted the plaintiff's car outside a pizza shop, fired a shot at them, hitting the driver in the arm. You know, we've done the driver, Dominic Vincent, said he tried to drive off. He didn't know he was a police officer and wasn't sure what was happening. So despite his acquittal, the city still tried to find... This is... I mean, I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. I mean, cities and towns, they settle these cases all the time. Is this going to go to trial? No. They are entitled to damages. I mean, he shot the kid. They were all nice kids. Okay, maybe driving a little fast. Definitely. And then for whatever reason, I thought one of the youths was, listen, it's tough. They're young. There's an expression, you can't put an older head on a young body. They had never testified before. For whatever reason, the attorney general's office kind of let them just kind of go along. But that is big. I don't know how much they're going to end up getting. They have an excellent attorney with that. Dolan is now no longer with. He then got busted on the DUI in Coventry, and that was very embarrassing. We have all the video. Maybe I'll repost that of him. I'll say this. Clearly not master of his domain compared to what we saw in the jail cell. And just the way he was talking to the police was terrible. And I don't know. Hey, listen. The good news for Pawtucket is he's no longer on the force. That's the good news for Pawtucket. Now, there's a really interesting story that, again, I want to point out that I don't understand. You know, I want to be very clear. It is certainly not my mission to use the radio airwaves and or the Noon Report to go after the Rhode Island Republican Party, but I believe there are some fundamental issues that are out there percolating that, as I've said, the Democrats aren't going to bring it up. So it really falls to the Rhode Island Republican Party. So I think they're leaving, as I would describe it, as I think they're leaving a lot on the table. I think they should be very more, I think so, far more aggressive. And what I don't understand is there are some issues out there that are, because hear me out, that are resonating nationally, but that they're not picking up on, that I believe could be effective here in Rhode Island, at least for discussion. At least it's very clear the media is not going to go out and cover a lot of this stuff. So you have to make an issue. And what I mean is the story I'm about to read, tell you about, the regular, our local media. Who is our local media? Obviously the Chosen One, but then also Channel 10, right? Channel 12, you have the Providence Journal, you have the Boston Globe, Channel 6 to some extent, Rhode Island Public's Radio, and then you do have the station down the, you know, some of the radio stations and so forth. By the way, then you also have, you know, Rhode Island Current, Newport Daily News, you have the Valley Breeze. There's some media. I would be surprised if we see a story on what I'm about to tell you about. But I believe it's a political one that I don't understand why the Rhode Island Republican Party doesn't latch onto it more, is what I'm trying to say. But I also want to remind you folks about my friends AJ Drywall, Plasters Home Improvement. Right now on this Thursday, as you're listening or watching, if you've been thinking, entertaining the thought of improving your home or business, AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement, 401-323-9252. Frame to finish basements, new homes, additions, commercial rehabs, painting, remodeling, they do it all. AJ Drywall Plasters Home Improvement, 401-323-9252, 401-323-9252. 323-9252. It's incredible what they could do with your ceiling. Get a free estimate. Let them, you know, maybe you have an unfinished garage, unfinished basement, AJ, drywall plasters in home improvement. Now, I'm going to talk about the Boston Globe story that Dan McGowan wrote this morning that appears. You know, it's funny. The Providence Journal, they have a thing, Plunderdome, 25 years later. They never contacted me. Far different for those that are around at the time. I mean, we, you know, were like all over it, owned it in many ways, and led to me being on with Imus and so forth. But anyhow, but this is the story that I don't understand why the Rhode Island Republican Party is not doing more with it. Axios. So many of you may not know, but Axios Online, they have some tremendous reporters. Exclusive poll. Americans are, listen to this, and you're not going to find this locally. And I don't understand why for the life of me. Patricia Morgan, I'll talk to her. Hopefully she'll latch on to this. I want to be very clear. I tried last fall with a Republican candidate who was running against Gabe Amo. I can only suggest things. I don't understand why they left this on the table. I don't have an answer for you. And the Republicans at the Rhode Island State House, I don't get it. But anyhow, Americans are open to Trump's immigration plan. Half, including 42% of Democrats, say they'd support mass deportations of illegals. Now, this is a new Axios poll. This is not a Newsmax poll. This is not a Breitbart poll. This is not a Fox News poll. Axios. Now, I mean, I think they have really solid reporters. Share of Americans who say they'd support mass deportations of illegals. Political affiliation. Almost 70% of Republicans say they would. 46% of independents. And 42% of Democrats. Why am I saying this? The reason I'm saying that, now, the general public, it's 51%. It's more in favor than against. But here's the reason I mention this is I believe, and I've been saying this consistently, that is Rhode Island a sanctuary state? Yes. Now, will Governor McKee admit it? No. Of course he doesn't admit it. But it is. And it's very clear. It's all part of the McKee campaign, political communications campaign. By the way, keep in mind, notice Governor McKee has not done any interviews. His last appearance was on Ask the Talking Points down the dial, right? That it's already been established. The station gets sent. Here are the questions to ask, and here's how we're all going to handle certain issues and so forth. At least that was what published. That was actually even confirmed by a member down the dial, the Cackle did. So he hasn't done any interviews. He went on vacation. He's come back. Watch, the next time he talks will once again be friendly confines where clearly they've struck a deal. But let me just be very clear. Just because Governor McKee says, oh, no, we're not a sanctuary state, I would argue they're asking the wrong questions, right? Just like in the movie Moneyball, where he's like, you know, you're not asking the questions the right way. You're not looking at it the right way. The question is not, are we a sanctuary state? The question is, Providence a sanctuary city? I get angry when I see people say that. The questions that should be asked are people who are not citizens, who are from other countries, are they given driving permits to drive all over the state of Rhode Island and then even venture wherever? The answer is yes, they are. That's number one. Number two, are Rhode Island laws, how would we be different than Connecticut or Massachusetts that are considered sanctuary states? They're not. And then finally, this is the real money question. This myth that, well, if Providence is a sanctuary city, I repeat, not trying to be redundant, folks, but when someone says that, and I would zero in, and this business of McKee of he's suddenly making the dope, oh, I don't know. What? Hey, listen. Listen, No Plan Dan. It is your job to know. It's your responsibility to know. He has more lawyers on the payroll than anyone. His team should know. The answer is they know the question. They know the answer. They just don't want to say it. But here's the real money question. If someone is arrested in Providence and they're quote, whatever term you want to use, undocumented, illegal, right, migrant, whatever word term you want to use, it's really a simple question. Are they treated any differently than a suspect? You take the same guy, say you have an illegal from Guatemala, and that individual, Jose, is arrested in Silver Lake. Is that person processed any differently than someone arrested on Roosevelt and Pawtucket, or arrested in Central Falls, or arrested in Cranston, or arrested in Warwick, or arrested in Woonsocket, or arrested on Diamond Hill Road? The answer is no. So this myth of Governor McKee, well, I don't know if Providence, he absolutely knows. What I don't understand is why they allow him to lie. It's crazy. The answer is no. There's no difference. If there was any place that would be considered a sanctuary city between Westerly and Woonsocket, anywhere in the 401, it would be Central Falls. 80% of the kids in the schools are illegals in Central Falls. So if there was any place that would be considered, it would be Central Falls. Based on the McKee bad talking points, are we to believe that Providence is harsher, or no, excuse me, Providence is more accepting or lenient on illegals than Central Falls? Of course not. It's preposterous. And where McKee is, you know, where he is allowed to lie, because that's what it is. He allows to lie. Someone can say, you know, I just ask the questions. If I'm sitting and interviewing you, hear me out, and I say 2 plus 2, and the person says, that's 5, I could say, hey, I just asked the questions, right? Or you could say, well, hold on a minute. 2 plus 2 is not 5. And the person says, 2 plus 2, McKee, 2 plus 2 is 5. I mean, you do have people, hey, I just asked the questions. That's the Larry King method. Hey, it's not my job to argue. I'm merely saying, we're not talking about opinion. We're talking about when you allow someone to lie on facts. And the facts show that Rhode Island operates as a sanctuary state. And same thing with Governor McGreed when he said, oh, you know, they called ICE in Boston. They said they couldn't come and pick up the guy. That's not what they said. Another lie. No wonder he goes on that station and does Ask the Talking Points, the Candy Man. Here's a T-shirt. How about, hey, don't forget, down the dial, they're going to get a big chunk of money from the, it's really a payoff. Oh, we're going to be promoting businesses in the East Bay. Yeah, so the McKee people have given them a check. I've heard it's as high as $100,000. So they're going to keep with the McKee talking points. Don't tell me that's not affecting how they're treating him, by the way. But ICE Boston was very clear. ICE Boston said, that is a complete lie. ICE Boston, Immigration Custom Enforcement, said, we are short-staffed. We have to pick and choose when we get calls. We have to go for the most serious. They said, we also told them, the Providence people told them, you have 15 minutes to come and get the guy. McKee knows this, right? McKee knows this. You have 15 minutes. Now, they can't get anywhere in the city of Boston in 15 minutes, let alone jump on 93, 95 South and then cruise up to South Main Street. So it's by design. It's disingenuous lying by design. But right now, as it's been illustrated, what are the priorities they're talking about at the Rhode Island State House? They're talking about housing, and I'm not saying that's not an issue, but housing. They're talking about LIBOR, which is reforming with the police stuff. I could see some actions on that. If you're a police chief and you want to terminate someone, you should have the power to do that. I mean, it is ridiculous. They can't fire these people, but anyhow, so I think that should be. But my point is, you don't hear anything about voting. You don't hear anything about how much money the illegals are costing the state of Rhode Island. I think that's an issue. I think that's an issue, I believe, that would resonate with independents and voters. Now, Massachusetts, over $1 billion spent with all these migrants and the shelters. And Massachusetts has the right to shelter law, which means if you show up and say, I need housing, by law, they have to provide that for you. The progressives at the Rhode Island State House are trying to do that. I believe that if the Rhode Island Republican, and it's going to have to come from them. I mean, there's no Democrat that's going to point this out. I don't understand why they don't, but if people truly understood, now, a number that jumps out in Massachusetts is it's been over $1 billion for the shelter the migrants at these places. But what, and you have people in Rhode Island shaking their head like, imagine that? Well, I can imagine it. If you added up how much all the illegals in the public, just the public school system alone, it's hundreds of millions. And when they go to many of these agencies and so forth, they shepherd them and show them how to pry for this, apply for that, everything else. I find that in Boston, they've really highlighted how much Governor Healey has spent. And it's so glaring because you see them at Logan and then, you know, you had the rape at one of the shelters and that type of thing. Rhode Island has a cost, but there's just no one that I am hearing that's highlighting it. Folks, don't forget, April is Mental Health Awareness Month. Don't forget, Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa. They are located, I share their Facebook page. They're phenomenal. I think everyone could use it. 401-429-3575. Tranquil Touch Mind and Body Spa. And I also want to remind you, it's not your imagination about safety. I implore you to take the proper steps to ensure your home or your property. AEP Services, great pride installing fences of all kinds, vinyl, wood, aluminum, chain link. Call them 401-228-7190. 401-228-7190. AEP Services, residential, commercial, 401-228-7190. Trust the experts. Free quote. And remember, they can also do security and protection. It's AEP Services, 401-228-7190. Now, I do want to mention in, let me just check the Valley Breeze on this Thursday, because that's when they come out and that's when they post everything. Let's see. More North Smithfield road improvements. Ripta service changes will hurt. Test, I've been vindicated after mayor's assertions. I don't understand how that woman was given $500,000 in North Providence, but you can read all about it right there. But I want to get to the Boston Globe, Dan McGowan, who you'll hear next hour. He did write a piece. He was trying to tie it in with... he understood it was a spectacle. Before, this is the name of it. Before Trump faced a judge, there was the corruption trial of Buddy Cianci. And he mentions Hummel. We used to have Hummel on every single day. And then he goes through, and just the elements of the trial. So Plutter Dome broke in late April of 1999. So it would be the 25th anniversary. And the trial was in 2002 from April through June. So... he mentions Sean Daly's there, and then I was part of Channel 12 used to have a daily show, 4:30 to 5. They didn't have news then, and they had a special Plunder Dome show with Lou Pollner, Jeff Pine, and then they would have me on for some of the color commentary. And then they get to Mike Stanton again, Mike Stanton wrote The Prince of Providence. I mean, he was so knowledgeable about it. He and Bill Malinowski were just phenomenal. Stanton recalls Cianci autographing spectator badges outside the courtroom and waving at tourists. He understood it was a spectacle. And then it says one of those beneficiaries was John DePietro, who along with former Attorney General Eileen Violet covered the Cianci trial. Go live from, he says, Winnebago. We call it the Broadcast Center. That is true. That was phenomenal. We were parked outside the courthouse every day. I would go to court in the morning beyond 10 to 2. We're also live on Cox 3, which was fantastic. And then I'd go to the afternoon session of court. Court would finish right around 4, 4:30, and then I'd go live on Channel 12. And we were so far ahead on that. Of course, Thugs and Cheap Rugs, Imus, all those different times. They did, that is true. The Cianci people put me on the witness list to try to keep me out of the trial. But then we argued it. I was trying to say, you know, people were trying to say, what was it like? And I it's mentioned in the Globe, I was saying he was so popular, Buddy Cianci, that it would have been the equivalent of if Ted Kennedy had gone on trial. Not because of humor or anything, but just Ted Kennedy, while alive, was the most famous person in Massachusetts. Cianci, you know, was the most famous person in Rhode Island. So, and then I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, the Trump trial. Now, Cianci did not take the stand. And I understand why he didn't take the stand. I'm not going to relive the whole thing. But a decision was made that he did not take the stand. I believe then, and I believe now, that if he had taken the stand just on personality, I think he would have got off. You know, that's also a good example down the dial. So they were already trying to gear up to first, but you know, something else I didn't mention was during Plenardome, down the dial, which again, I mean, you had Pork Boy, you had Steve Cass, you had St. Pierre is no longer with us. First, they were saying he's never going to get indicted, meaning Mayor Cianci. Then they said, well, he'll never go to trial. Then they said, well, he's never going to get convicted. Then they said, well, he's never going to go to jail. Then they said, well, he'll get out on appeal. I mean, it was just one red line after another. And they, early on, they wouldn't even talk about it. I mean, that was a good example. They were totally in the bag. The programming people were running the show. They were already thinking, hey, if he gets forced out, maybe we could bring him in. So they put it across the board. There's to be no criticism of it at all. I mean, they did it at their own peril. Whereas I had sources, really good sources, early on. I knew about the tapes. I knew about a lot of the testimony. I knew where this thing was going. So it was an interesting time because I was so far ahead of the whole, you know, I even had at the time, Eileen would be like, I don't know where he's getting it. I was getting it from, rest in peace, Tony Freitas, who was, I was seeing the tapes, right? I mean, I had the info. I had the answers. It was like a horse race that I had already seen who, I there was no way. I knew about the Crenti tape. I knew about all of it. Down the dial, like, he shouldn't be allowed to say these things. I still remember, like, Steve Cass or Pork Boy, they were like, he, you know, Frank Crenti should go after him. He's making allegations as a tape of him. That is a complete lie. Until it wasn't a lie. It was broadcast. He should have been, you know, this whole big thing. I remember the Saint, well, I hate talking about someone that's passed away, but St. Pierre, like, that, you know, the mayor should, they should sue him. He's saying that they have audio of him talking to a witness. They did have audio of him talking to a witness. He didn't know that. He didn't know that. But I knew that because I went and talked to the witnesses. You know, it just, even all these years later, these people, they're just so lazy and pathetic. They really are. Starting with Pork Boy and down the, I mean, they're just, anyhow. Folks, this portion of the program, but that was very nice of Dan McGowan, and it was a unique time. It's nothing like the Trump trial. I have a problem with the Trump trial on the main charge that it's election interference. I think there's countless examples that you could use. I don't think they're going to be able to prove the election. I mean, there's many reasons why people in office or people running for whatever, they don't want embarrassing things to come out. Look at what Governor McKee did with the whole the trip to Philadelphia for these two guys. You could say that him hiding what was going on was election interference, right? I've already said Governor McKee with what he... I understand the Trump thing is far more embarrassing and tawdry and so forth, but I think it would be simple. Listen, he's a businessman. If that stuff came out, true or not, it would be embarrassing. It would hurt his business and, you know, embarrassing for the family. So it just goes on so much. The jobs are given out. People are paid. All this other stuff. I've said Governor McKee gave Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott a year's salary, basically to keep her mouth shut. So that could be charged election interference. Folks, this portion of the program, if you've been thinking of getting a new kitchen or bath, Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen, one-stop shop. They take you from concept to completion. Call them. They have a beautiful state-of-the-art showroom, design center, right on Greenwich Avenue in Warwick. Call them 401-433-7272. 401-433-7272. You can stop in. I've been in there. They're right near Crown Plaza. They're right near Kachai. And right in there, that's the Stop and Shop. Used to be Apex. Dream Maker, because that's what they do, bath and kitchen. Remember, respect, integrity, customer focus. It's so state of the art. So if you're listening or watching right now, on this beautiful Thursday, and maybe you've been thinking of, you know, maybe we will redo the kitchen, telling you, give them a chance. Dream Maker, bath and kitchen, give you a free estimate. And as I've told you, I find that the kitchen, that's where when you go over to someone's home, everyone seems to end up in the kitchen. Family gatherings, people end up in the kitchen. So why not have your dream kitchen? They can deliver it for you. Dream Maker, bath and kitchen. Well, folks, good afternoon. You're listening to It Is the John DePietro Show on AM 1380 and 99.9 FM. Let me also just mention someone, Lindsay, sent me an email the other day. Their hot water tank went and said, could you recommend, who is that plumbing company that you recommended? Lindsay, called JMB Plumbing. They can repair damaged water pipes. They can repair clogged pipelines. They can replace a hot water tank. 401-743-9153. I do share their Facebook page, JMB Plumbing. Jim and Danielle, fantastic. Rave reviews. That's who you want to go with. JMB Plumbing, 401-743-9153. Now, as far as the situation, I think you have to look at each college campus and what's going on there differently. With what's going on the West Coast, the coast really, what's going on at NYU and Columbia is very extreme. What happened with police clearing out the students at Emerson last night in the Boston area, they were blocking an area. If anything, it was unsafe. They told them, that the police did, you can't be in this alley. We're going to clear you out. So as much as kids are screaming, one person was shoved. It's so distressing because if you've seen some of the parents, that those parents that were on, I first saw them the week after October 7th. And their son texted them, you know, Mom, I love you. I'm really sorry. He think of this. He's an American. He's been held hostage since October 7th. His hand was either removed, arm. There's video of him, and he has no more left hand. So he looks very thin, very unhealthy. You know, these individuals, they never mention the hostages. But I believe you have to look at each what's going on college differently. And I believe in for a penny, in for a pound. I don't care. I don't buy this. You know, some of these kids don't even know what, it doesn't matter. That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. That's the Nuremberg defense. No. Nope, that's the Nazi. So I was just following orders. They told me to put those children on the train. I put them on the train. That's not an excuse. I refuse to accept that. Now, Brown University encampment protest enters its second day. Here's where Channel 6 and the rest of the media are being very disingenuous. As demands for divestment of Israel interests continues, that's not what it's about. I don't believe that. That's not what it's about. This whole movement, they're anti-Israel, which really means you're anti-Jew. Period, end of story. At Brown, it's even more comical to me. Because some of the demands, you know what some of the demands are? Some of the demands are that some of the students that were arrested at Brown previously in the fall, that their arrest records be tossed, and that any disciplinary action they've received, that also be wiped away. You can't be more self-absorbed than that. Think of that. So what's the protest really over? Is the protest because you want the arrest record dismissed and you don't want the disciplinary on your Brown record? Or this is because you care about the people in Palestine? I believe, you know, if they were really genuine, meaning the students at Brown, if you really felt for the cause, then it wouldn't matter. Then you'd say, I don't care that I was arrested. I'll get arrested again. I don't care they put a black mark on my disciplinary record here at Brown. So then you try to, you know, go to grad school or law school, what have you, it's there. But no, that's part of the demand. Now, some of the individuals you saw at Columbia, now those people, by the way, I'm not convinced they're even students. When you have that woman yelling, we are Hamas, and yelling, go back to Poland, and blocking it. Now, they are people that do not care. That much we know. They don't seem, they don't strike me anyway as the type that would say, could you lift that infraction off my record here? They don't seem to care in the least. The one that was holding the sign saying, hey, Hamas, here's your next target, and pointing the arrow at the Jewish students. Now, they are as hardcore as it comes. I mean, I don't respect what they're doing. I actually loathe what they're doing. But in a way, you could almost somewhat make an argument that at least they're more genuine. Like, they firmly believe, like, about that. Compared with when the students at Brown lead with our demands are divestment in Israel. And also, can you wipe off the arrest record and the time I got arrested back in whatever it was, December, November? And also, can you take that, you know, I got an incomplete with a professor because I was arrested and didn't turn in the tape paper. Can I get that lifted? You know, that's not exactly, they're not exactly the terrorists on 9/11 ready to fly into the building for the cause. Folks, this portion of the program, remember, you want to get your driveway paved, J. Perry Paving, letter J. Call them for a free estimate, 401-732-1730. Letter J, J. Perry Paving. High quality, fair pricing, free estimate. Right now on this sunny Thursday, if you've been thinking of getting your driveway paved or your parking lot, call them, Rhode Island or Mass, free quote, the best. Letter J, J. Perry Paving, 401-732-1730, letter J, J. Perry Paving. And remember, no one has a better program for veterans than J. Perry Paving. Hey, Mother's Day is coming up. I bet your mom would love the driveway paved. Father's Day is coming up. Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. You're getting the driveway paved. J. Perry Paving, call them for a free quote. Folks, it's 12:59. Yes. We plan on doing Facebook Live later, Road Patrol. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to break for the 1 o'clock news. There is a lot of news today. And then next hour, you're going to hear Dan McGowan of the Boston Globe, who will also touch on Gina on 60 Minutes, and Senator Whitehouse announces re-election. Another hour to go right after the 1 o'clock news on the John DePietro Show.
WNRI, Woonsocket. W260DC. WNRI.